Welcome back. This week on the show, I talk with Lauren Arboleda. Lauren is a master chef. She is a self-taught cook. She's a certified health coach, and she is just awesome. Her energy and her passion for what she does is what I love most about her. I thoroughly enjoyed having her on. She was born in Colombia, South America, moved to the States for college, and since then has followed her passion around healthy food, healthy living, creating new recipes, whatever it might be. She does it with a passion and a love that is infectious. She has a family. She currently lives down in Miami. We talk about all of her recipes, winning the MasterChef Latino in 2019, her incredible empanadas, her family's love of soccer, and much, much more. Lauren is awesome. All of her links are in the show notes, so be sure to check out Food from the Heart, her Instagram, and her website. She's just awesome, and she's awesome to follow. And another person that is following their passion is Rebel Rabbit. The team at Rebel Rabbit, they are a relatively new seltzer company based out of Greenville, South Carolina, and their passion is to create a healthier way to socialize and drink. We've all been socializing with alcohol for far too long, and their seltzers are infused with Delta-9 cannabis THC, two different levels. They have a mild hair and a wild hair, and you can get 20% off your order at rebelrabbit.com, drinkrebelrabbit.com. If you use promo code LIFE20, you'll get 20% off your order. But again, their mission is to create a healthier way to socialize. So when you're going out with friends, when you're relaxing at home, you're drinking a Rebel Rabbit seltzer instead of an alcoholic drink. There are tons of benefits of doing so. So follow the mission, follow the trend, follow the rabbit and Rebel Rabbit seltzers. Go to their website, use promo code LIFE20, get 20% off your order. If you're doing that, you're going to be sleeping better, and you might as well sleep on an engineered sleep mattress. Their customer service, their products are second to none. I own 3 of their products. I was an owner of their products before they came on the show. So they're awesome. Everything about them, they're locally owned, manufactured, customer service, everything is second to none. Their website is engineeredsleep.com. If you use promo code LIVE15, you'll get 15% off your order. So you'll save a couple $100 on your product. All those links are in the show notes. Make sure to follow Lauren and follow along with her journey and her passion for life and healthy living. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Lauren Arboleda. Lauren in Miami, Food from the Heart. How are you doing? First off, how's your morning?
Hi, Sam. Thank you for inviting me. I'm so happy to be here. I'm very good. It's a Monday, start of the week. So Mondays make me happy. It's like, yeah, a new start.
Are your kids, what grade are your kids in?
So my oldest is 7. He's in first grade. And my youngest is 3. He's turning 4 next month. And he's in kindergarten.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Is this the last week of school for them?
The last 2 weeks of school, yeah.
Last 2 weeks? Okay. I know in South Carolina, or at least some of the friends that I know that have kids, this is their last week. So are y'all looking forward to, do y'all have any plans coming up this summer? Or how are you going to keep the kids busy?
Oh my gosh. No, the first thing, I'm very happy that I love cooking, and I do it with all my heart, from the heart. Yeah. But sometimes morning gets so hectic that when it's the weekend or we're close to vacations, I'm so glad I don't have to make lunch boxes because it's such a rushed morning, like making breakfast, making lunch boxes. So first thing, I'm very happy that I'm going to have a break from lunch boxes. And what else? We're going to Colombia. I'm from Colombia.
Yeah.
As you can see by my accent, I'm from Colombia. My whole family lives there. We just live here with my husband because we came for college and then we stayed. But my kids love nature.
Mm-hmm. Where in Colombia were you born?
I was born in Pereira. Okay. It's like close to the coffee growing region, but my mom just went there to have me, and then we came back to Cali, where the salsa city.
Yeah.
So my parents live in Cali, and we have so much nature there. We just go and we're like in the farm with our families. We don't do anything special, just like being there.
Is your family a big Cali soccer fan, like the club?
Oh my gosh, no, don't tell my dad. He will be very mad. My dad is from another city, Medellin. My dad
Okay.
is from Medellin, from a little town close to Medellin, and he's from El Nacional.
Nacional, yeah.
Yeah, you know the team?
Yeah, my good friend Jonathan Restrepo, his family is from Medellin, and he brings us back Nacional jerseys all the time. So
Oh my
if
gosh,
I had to
yeah.
pick a club team from Colombia, it'd be Nacional.
Woo! That's good. I used to be such a fan, you know, because my dad took me when I was like 5 years old to the stadium and to soccer matches. And I remember that I will cry if they lose.
So you're taking your family back there over the summer?
Yeah, I'm going with my kids. My husband is a cyclist, so he has some races. He's doing gravel now. So he's staying here and we're having a break from routine. Yes.
What was life like you for growing up in Colombia? What was life like for Lauren as a kid? Like, what were you into? What'd you love doing?
Well, I grew up when very close to nature, like very close to nature. We had our farms, we had like the fruit trees there. We grew a lot of our food. We also had the animals. And my dad loves sports. My dad loves sports. And my mom loves like a healthy lifestyle. She'll make the lunch boxes for us. So that now I'm repeating that. But for my dad, like it was more important for me to be doing practicing sports than do good at school. So he will be like, okay, yeah, grades doesn't matter, you know, like let's go play tennis, let's go do that. So I'm so grateful. I feel so grateful I had that upbringing because I love sports. You know, I'm not doing it in a professional way, but sports shape me in a way that make me how I am today. Like I have a routine, I'm very committed. I can set a goal and like go for it. So I've done everything from skate, like I've done everything, tennis, soccer, basketball, a lot of things, yeah.
Yep. I think our dads are pretty similar 'cause I
Yeah.
no, I mean my dad definitely cared about how I did in school, but I didn't go to school for grades. I went to school to play sports.
Yeah. No, at least if I wasn't like I was, you know, I did okay, and then I did very okay because I'm super nerd. If I commit to something, I'll do it. But he was like, no, it doesn't matter. Wake up early. Let's go play tennis. Then you have school, and it was like more, you know, I don't know. I loved it.
Yeah. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, we're a big family, and I have three siblings. So I have two sisters and one brother. It's my little brother. He's the youngest, the only boy in the family.
Does all your family still live in Medellin or live in Cali?
Yeah, my brother lives in Bogota, my sister in Cali, and my other sister lives here in Miami, in UM. She got a scholarship for
Nice.
her bachelor's. Yeah, she's a director and a writer. She does like short films. She's amazing.
Very, very cool. You mentioned it for a second, but was it a farm that y'all grew up on?
Well, I lived in the city, but my parents grew up. My dad is from a very small town close to Medellin that it's called Carmen de Viboral. Now the town is very famous because they do pottery and that it's beautiful. But he grew up like in nature, and my mom the same. So we had like a country house. We had a country house in Cali where we're from, like in other cities. So we went like all my vacations or the free weekends that I had, I went to a farm. So I remember that I went in my school. They were like every Monday they will ask us like, "What did you do like over the weekend?" So we could practice our English. And I was like, "I went to my farm. I went to my farm." He's like, "Are you making this up? Like you need to learn new words." I'm like, "But it's what I did. I just went to my farm."
Early on in those days of like going to the farm and loving nature and being around your parents, who you know, sounds like they kind of love to do that as well. Was that, did you gravitate toward food, like, you know, healthy food and preparation of all different types of food? Was that something that you kind of called on to early?
Well, yeah, for us, and I think, well, around the world, but I think in Latin America and in Colombia, we celebrate with food. So it's like during Christmas, we make like this special dish, all the family together. For example, in the mornings, we can make the arepas, the corn patties, like they're crunchy and you can put things inside or on top. We make them also like together. So it's like I kind of grew up with that, but I was more interested like in food when I moved out of my house. Yeah, because I saw food as like a connection, like to my family, to my roots, and like feeling closer to them. But yeah, I think it was since I was growing up, I had like that connection. I remember that we'll just like climb the trees and grab the mangoes and eat them right away. Or everything was very close to the source. That was amazing. And so, yeah, that was the connection. And also my mom, as I mentioned earlier, she was like, yeah, I'm making the lunch boxes. Now you're not eating that food from school.
Nice.
You're eating this. And I remember I didn't have sodas in my house. I didn't have soda. It was like for when we have guests or for a party or something. Like it was like special occasions. So that's my tip. Everyone is like, how are you like that? I'm like, how can I not be like this? Yes. You know, like this is the normal for me.
But very that, cool. You mentioned, so going to school brought you to the U.S.?
Yeah. So I came for college.
Where'd you go to college?
Okay, so this is, well, kind of a long story. I'm going to make it shorter. I wanted to be a chef. Like I graduated from school and I was like, I went to for a semester to Rome to study Italian and also like to work in kitchens. And when I was there, I told my dad, Dad, I want to be a chef. You know, I want to cook. Like, I want to cook for a living. He was like, no, you know, Lauren, you have to do something that you can make a life out of. And like being a chef, it's just a hobby. And I'm like, oh, okay, if you say it's a hobby, I'm taking the whole year off. Now he thinks very differently and he's like super supportive. But at the time, you know, being a chef changed so much over like the past years that now being a chef is super cool and you have the superpower of creating food with your hands, you know, creating dishes. Before it was like, back of the kitchen, you know, like no one wanted to be part of that process. So it has been changing a lot. So I stayed in Colombia and I was going to study in Colombia because my older sister went to college there in Bogota. But then my dad was like, you know, Lauren, you have so much potential. If you want to go to the U.S., apply. And everything, the deadlines were like all passed. And I was like, oh. Yeah. But I went to Atlanta for a year. Cool. A small college. We had like 1,000 students. But my idea was to get like really good grades and move to Miami and go to UM. That was my original plan. So I did that. I got like a perfect GPA and I did a transfer and I just stayed here.
Very cool. So you were in Rome before you came to the US?
Yes.
So you were like learning your craft already, like knowing that what you wanted to do.
Yeah, you know, at the time I didn't know where was I going, but I knew I love food and I love the idea of the possibilities you had. You know, it's like you have ingredients and it's like it's just transforming your vision. So I went there, obviously, like in Italy they also use like really fresh ingredients, like in Colombia. So I was like, yeah, I was like shaping my future. I didn't know about it at the time.
with your food, I've noticed like you still, you know, even being in Miami, which some people would think you can't like grow your own vegetables or your fruits and all that sort of stuff, but y'all have created a method or a way of doing that at your household. Can you kind of talk me through the different things y'all have so you have fresh ingredients, say, in your backyard?
Yes, for me, food and eating It's more than ingredients, you know. It's like the whole relationship you have with food, how you do it. You can do it in your house. You don't need a big space. You just need light. You just need the sunlight. You can do it from a balcony. You can do it from a window. And I'm very passionate about sustainability. And a big part of sustainability is reducing your food waste. And I found out through the years that when you realize how much work, how much time, how much resources growing food needs, you really appreciate and give the value food needs. That's basically it. So I always recommend people to just grow something. We have a little garden. It's a raised bed that we had. And we've grown so many things from a small space. Like people think my house is huge, but it's like, no, I have my raised bed right like next to the parking, and I didn't care. That's super weird for Miami, but once I went to Portland, and everyone has like a garden right in front of their houses, like outside the street. So I was like, I better do that. Like, if I have the sunlight here, I'll do it here.
That's true.
And yes,
Even on a balcony, you can do it anywhere.
exactly. And you can start with little containers, just growing like your herbs that you can add like to dressings or just to top off a pasta or something like that will change your relationship with food. That's what I say. Like, start with something very small and you'll see how much you appreciate food. So next time you go to a supermarket, you're like, okay, I'm just buying what I need and what I know I'm using, because we here in the US we have abundance of
Yeah, we
everything.
do. And a lot
We
of
have
it's bad for
abundance.
us, though.
Exactly.
I
So
was
we
just
have
down in,
abundance. Yeah.
yeah, go ahead. I was just down in Argentina, and I kind of noticed the same thing. Like people on all their balconies, and it was in Buenos Aires, had
Yes.
plants and gardens, and kind of similar to what you're saying. Like, even if you're in New York or anywhere, you can be like having a garden as long as you have some sunlight. With you being, I don't know how much you do this professionally, but as like a nutrition and coach, certification, that sort of thing. If you're talking to somebody, like what do you encourage them to do if they're looking to change the way they eat?
Oof, this is something that first thing is not to compare yourself with anyone else. Like, we are so different, and now social media, globalization, now that you have like so much access to information, you start comparing yourself. And what works for me doesn't work for you or for this other person, because we're totally different. Like, for example, I grew up eating arepa and cheese every single day, for example. So maybe I'm more tolerant to that corn and dairy than, for example, you, that you grew up eating something else. So it depends a lot on your lifestyle when you're growing up, how much activity do you do. It has like so many variabilities that you can't compare with someone else. You have to be connected to your body, I feel like. And just start like looking for patterns and connections between what you eat and how you feel.
Yeah. I think that's a
I think
big
that,
one. Your body will
yes.
tell you if you're like doing the right thing.
Exactly. For example, in my case, I can't eat like Brie cheese. My oldest son loves Brie. He's like, Mom, it's my favorite cheese. But I eat and I get pimples. And I know it.
Your
You know,
body's
because I
telling
grew
you.
right up. Yes. But it's like, yeah, just be connect like be more mindful, because we are very disconnected from our bodies because of how much connection we have outside through social media, through all the things that we have. Like, we are running all day, and we don't pause and think like, okay, let's eat this very calmly, let's serve, let's concentrate on the process of cooking and eating, and then the after eating, which is important too.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel? Like, do I have energy? My dogs.
That's fine, no purr.
Sorry. Do you have energy? Do you feel bloated? Are you super tired after it? So that's a big that will tell you a lot. And the other thing will be to go one thing at a time. People, like, for example, in the New Year's, that's what I feel that that happens to most of people is like, okay, New Year's resolution, I'm going to be healthy, I'm going to do this, and they try to do it all. And they don't do anything.
Yeah. They try to tackle it all at once and it becomes overwhelming.
Exactly.
One thing I do totally agree with is not enough people listen to how they feel. Like I'll even have friends be like, oh man, like I'm going to go eat these spicy wings. And then like, they're like, oh, my stomach feels like crap. And then like the next week, they're like, hey, I'm going to go eat some spicy wings. I'm like, man, you know, it's not going to make you feel good. You should try something different.
Yeah, that happens. Is that, I don't know why we're so stubborn.
Yes, very stubborn. Do you pay attention, like how disciplined are you around the amount of food you eat? Or do you like count the amount of calories or protein? Do you do some of that?
I don't. I don't because, well, you know, is that because I got into this point that I try to be more connected to my body and what my body needs at the moment. Mm-hmm. I'm a woman. I have cycles. I have mood swings and hormonal changes. Yep. So I know when I need more food or when I'm exercising more, I just get more hungry. So I'll eat more. Mm-hmm. So what I mentioned before is that I try to stay connected to my body in what I'm feeling at the moment. Yep. Because, for example, some days I want a snack, others day I don't. So it's like, why do we try to like just put ourselves like into this trick schedule? Like for me, it's my opinion, you know? Or I don't put myself into very strict like schedules of eating this snack, having lunch at this time, because I feel different every day. Mm-hmm. And I honor that.
Yeah,
you know, I'm a being of change. I'm changing all the time what I, my energy levels, what I require, my body. But in terms of how much protein and how much like of the components of food, mm-hmm. I keep it very simple.
Yeah,
I stick to like real foods. So a lot of veggies. Veggies for me is the most important. I used to be vegan, vegetarian. Now I'm not. Because it didn't work for me.
Sure.
So I eat a little bit of protein, of animal protein, going for the most sustainable possible. And I love arepas, which is like what I grew up eating. I love cassava. I love sweet plantain. So I also eat a lot of controlled carbs. Sure. And I try to balance it out.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the healthiest way to look at it, mm-hmm. for like an individual, instead of trying to be so disciplined about everything they're putting into their body. If you just listen to your body about what you need, especially if you're working out, maybe harder one day, you might need a little bit more fuel. If like you're on a rest day, you might be able to eat a little less, you know, all these sort of things. What about hydration? Do you think about like how much water intake you're putting in?
Yes, I love hydration. What you were saying, like about the, yeah, it also depends on your goals. For example, mm-hmm. my personal goal is I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I cook, like I just want to be the best I can do and have like mental clarity and a good mood. But for example, if your goal is to build up muscle because you do like this sport, so maybe your requirements are different. So just take that into account. And yeah, water for me, water is the solution to everything. If I have a headache, I'll think I forgot my water.
Yeah, you're dehydrated.
Yes, hydration for me is the best. Like not only what you drink, but we have a filter like for the whole house, and it changed my hair, like my skin. Mm-hmm. So for me, water is the base of life.
Yeah.
But I do drink it like more intuitively too. When I feel I'm thirsty, because I'm usually, my mom carries a bottle everywhere she goes, and I grew up the same.
That's how my wife is too. My wife's gotten so much better to it as being a female, like recognizing her body might be a different day to day and how she feels. Her weight might be different, and just like letting that not affect her mentally is, I think, yes, a big hurdle for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, and especially as women that we feel so much pressure, you know, and we pressure ourselves because we are comparing to other, like, we compare ourselves, all of us. And it's like, no, you're individual and you have, like, you feel different certain days.
More now than ever, the team and the people at Engineered Sleep are offering you 15% off if you use promo code LIVE15 to get a new mattress. And I cannot tell you enough how much trust I have in the team at Engineered Sleep and the product they will provide to you if you have any questions about your current mattress. If you're getting bad sleep and you think it might be your mattress, it's time to upgrade your mattress. And the team at Engineered Sleep is here to do that for you. Use promo code LIVE15. You'll get 10% off your order. But most importantly, you're going to be working with an amazing company. You're going to have an amazing product. And you're going to start sleeping better at night, and you'll start performing better on a daily basis. So go to engineeredsleep.com, use promo code LIVE15, get 15% off your order, and start sleeping better and performing better on a daily basis. What is, so talk to me about the start of Food from the Heart. Like, where did the origin story come from? Like, what was your idea, and kind of what do you do now?
Okay, so I started Food from the Heart when I was in college. I ended up going for marketing. I did business and major marketing, and I loved it because I was like a very good friend of my family. She studied marketing, and I admired her so much. I was like, yeah, marketing, you can apply it to everything. So I just went for
you
marketing.
Can, yeah.
Yes. It's like, for me, I'm so glad I went for marketing. And so I was starting, and I used to cook for my friends. And once a week, we will just like make dinner in one house. Like, we switch houses all the time. And they were like, you're so good at this. You're so good at, you should do something at, like, you should do like a business. And I'm like, really? So being in college, I started like my logo and, you know, like Food from the Heart. But Food from the Heart has been so many things. I've done a lot of things. I did like personal chef. I've done a banana bread that I still bake by mistake. Mm-hmm. I started by mistake and I still bake the banana bread. And so I think Food from the Heart started as a way of feeling closer to people, you know, because
connection,
food exactly connects you to other people. And it has been evolving with me, like as a personal brand, you know. I was in college, I have more time, so I cook for other people. I do like personal chef a lot. Then I got pregnant, so I wrote a book that I self-published. Yeah, it has been evolving with me. And I think that at the end of the day, like Food from the Heart just summarizes on like doing everything from the heart. So it's like, yeah, cooking from the heart, food from the heart.
With
but
passion,
also,
yeah.
Exactly. It's just applying it to every aspect of your life.
All right. So you got into MasterChef Latino and you ended up winning. Talk to me how you got in and then the process. And of course, you walked away the winner. So.
Okay. So MasterChef was a crazy journey. I'm very outdoorsy and I don't watch as much TV. So I always thought that realities were like fixed, you know, like, oh yeah, they already know who's winning and that's not real. But I saw on Instagram or something like auditions, MasterChef Latino. And I was like, oh, they're auditioning for this. And my sister was like, you should apply. And my husband, yeah, apply. And I was like, okay. So I just started like doing the application. And I left it there, you know, I forgot about it. And then he's like, yo, you have to upload a video. I'm like, no. So a video, but I did it like I had to an event, so I was like dressing up. So I was like, okay, I'll make the video now. And yeah, they called me back and I went and I auditioned, but they were like, okay, bring your best dish tomorrow to this address at this time. And I was so busy, you know, I have like the two kids and I had one kid at the moment, but I was still very busy. And I took my banana bread. So everyone had like very elaborate dishes and I had the banana bread. And that was like a joke, you know, because they were like, okay, you have 5 minutes for plating your dish. And I was like, and I opened like the banana bread, like the paper, and I just slice it. It was very funny. It was very funny. But I think that it was like more than the food, it was like your energy and what you brought to the table. So yeah. So I got in MasterChef. It was like a long audition, like a callbacks and everything. And I found out I was pregnant when they told me that I went into like I was going to the first episode. That it was like 80 people and they were selecting 15 from the 80. And I was like, oh my gosh, okay, well, let's do it. And I had so much nausea and I had like peppermint oil in my shirt. And I was like this all the time. Yeah, it was very crazy. But at the end, like they told me, okay, you got in, you're part of the 14. You have to move out of your house for 2 months and shoot this and let's see what happened. And at the beginning, I didn't want to go because I was like, I'm not leaving my husband or my oldest had 3 years at the time. And for me, it was like, I'm going to die. Like they can't survive without me. That was my thought. But then my mother-in-law came and she stayed with them. And it was a beautiful process, like for me, because being a mom, especially because I was so young, I was 24 when I was pregnant with my oldest. It's like you start like caring more about them and you start forgetting about yourself. So that was a time of okay, you are doing this, and I was okay, I'm going to focus. Maybe they got me in because I'm pregnant and they don't want the life. They don't want me to sue them. Because they just eliminated me because of being pregnant. So I was like, I'm just going to enjoy every week. And I went every week, every week, every week. And I had so much fun. Like it was very difficult, but it was a time that the conditions like forced me to really do what I loved and what I'm passionate about, that I was like cooking, inspire other people to cook, how you could impact like the lives of the people that I was that we were doing the reality with. And it was very beautiful because you forget how other people perceive you because you're so close, like in your family and you're doing your things. And it was very beautiful. They asked me to relax them before like going on air. So I did like a meditation and
Very
everything
cool.
for them. Yeah, it was very, very beautiful. And at the end, like me winning was like, I never thought about it, you know, but I'm super nerd and I'm like,
Of
I'm doing
course.
this. So I had like a notebook and I wrote everything, 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 everything. So I went into every show and I had so many possibilities of what I could do with whatever they gave me. Maybe that was something good. I don't
What
know.
was the final dish, or what was the final like show? What did you prepare for them to win?
Okay, so the final show was like a three-course menu. It was like an appetizer, the main dish, and a dessert. And I just told the story what I co why I what I went into cooking. That was like to feel connected to home and all that. So I used a lot of Colombian ingredients and inspiration. So the first was something that in Colombia we call maíz de granado, which is like the corn. It's like corn with cheese and with other things, but I did it like in a more MasterChef style, like plated it beautifully. I did like a smoked avocado sauce, and I did like a foie gras sauce. I did like a pickled jalapeno, so like kind of like a mix there. And for the main dish, I made a cassava gnocchi. So cassava is something we eat a lot, yuca. With chontaduro sauce. It's very weird. Chontaduro is something.
You're making me
Chontaduro.
hungry, so.
Chontaduro is like in English, it's peach palm fruit. So it's this fruit that comes from a palm, but it tastes like kind of like sweet potato. So I did a sauce out of it with scallops. And for dessert, I made a bread pudding. It was a
Ooh,
coffee and
that's my
rum bread
wife's
pudding.
favorite dessert, bread pudding.
Yeah, it's my husband's favorite too. That's why I made
Very cool.
it. That's so cool. Yeah, and I did a arroz con leche. Arroz con leche
Ooh.
sauce. Yeah, like a rice pudding sauce for that. And that
Very
was it.
cool. What
Yeah.
my favorite Colombian dish is empanadas.
Yes.
My best friend's mom used to make them for us back when we were playing soccer, and even like to this day, I'm 34. I mean, last time she was in town and made them, like I made sure to get some, so I had some at the at my
Well,
house. What is your favorite way to prepare empanadas?
I have always a different way of making things because I add my twist. I add my twist. I keep it traditional, but I add like a more much more spices that we use in Colombia. I try to do it like in a healthier way, a healthy-ish way. So I make empanadas, yeah, with the corn flour. I add spices to the dough, maybe like achiote or like paprika, turmeric, pepper, salt. And I just make them very crunchy, but in the air fryer. That's kind of like the different thing. And
Nice.
yeah, and I love making green sauces. That's what I love eating my empanadas with, like green sauces, herbs from the garden, olive oil, lime, confit garlic, and that's it. And it's like so amazing.
What do you put
But
in the center? What do you put in
in
the
the
center?
center, it depends. You know, I always cook with whatever I have in the fridge. So it can go from, you know, caramelized onion with mushrooms or beans, refried beans. I also make some with fish. That is not traditional. Like your friends from Medellin, right?
Yes.
So in Medellin, they make it from potato, like meat and
Yeah.
potato.
Yep.
Meat and potatoes. That's more traditional. Is that we have so many empanadas in Colombia. You have no idea. Yeah, it depends on the area you are from. But I recently went to an area in the Pacific coast that is called Chocó. It's beautiful. It's one of the most biodiverse places in the whole world. And obviously, they have a lot of fish. So they make fish empanadas, and I fall in love.
Yeah,
So I
they're
make
probably
them
delicious.
at home.
Yeah, I think the ones we would mainly get would be potatoes and beef, something like
Aha,
that.
exactly. That's the most traditional
Yeah,
with
I could eat
ají.
like 30 of
Of course, you play soccer. You need to
Yeah. I need that, right? At least I tell myself that. With and you've touched on this, but it's not only what you eat and what you consume and what you make for your family and friends, but you also live a healthy lifestyle with, I'm sure, like what do you do for your routine, your exercise routine? Like what do you do now to stay active and stay fit?
Yeah, for me, it's very important. Like being active is the most important thing, and I feel so grateful that I can like find the space. Obviously, it has been difficult, like being a mom. Now both of my kids go to school, so that's like something that helped me a lot. But I give myself 1 hour a day for me, just for me. So I work out. I'm very good at working out at home. So I just do like an online workout. Functional, you know, like kind of like a boot camp. I have a cold plunge, so I go almost every day. That has been so amazing for me, like the cold water therapy. I feel that throughout the day you have so many stressful moments that you deciding for yourself getting in, that it's something very hard and it hurts at the beginning. So you deciding going there gives you like a mental, you know, like a mental break that, you know, you got this. Like you can do everything. You could do this, but it was very difficult. Things that happen throughout the day, they're not that difficult. Everything has a solution. So,
There's a lot of benefits to that too.
yes. The recovery, the sleep for me has been, well, I sleep good, but now if I cold plunge in the morning, that night I'm like, woo, so good. Yeah.
Do you ever hop on the bike with your husband?
My husband goes in the morning, so someone has to stay with the
Okay.
kids. Yeah.
How did so is your husband does that professionally, doesn't he?
Before it was more professionally, now it's like his hobby and he loves it and it's what he loves to do. And you know, I love when you can find someone that does what they love.
Of course, I wish we
That
all could
makes
do
me
that.
exactly. Yes, we're all going for that, hopefully. So no, he doesn't do it professionally right now, but he has his team and he travels and
Nice. Yeah, I checked out his page and it looks like he's still like all over the place cycling. So,
Yes, he's very funny. What about you?
what do I do?
Yes.
I play, I love to exercise. I call my wife the food leader. So she leads us. She loves food. And so she kind of leads us in that department where we're eating
Nice.
healthy, we're eating, what I would think is real good ingredients in everything that we're eating. But I love connection as well. I train some clients on the side. I work for an engineering firm during my day job. I love being outside. I play soccer a lot. I exercise a lot. We actually have a cold plunge as well. So I'm hopping in the cold plunge all the time. And me and my wife love to travel. I think that's the main thing we love to do the most. And usually when we travel, it's centered around where we're eating. What are we going to eat on the
That's our case
trips?
too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's our case too. I think traveling and being outside is also very crucial to how healthy I feel.
Oh,
You
me
know, when
too.
I'm feeling down, I just go outside, I look at the sky, and it's like, my gosh, everything is so beautiful.
Yep.
You know, like part of being healthy for me, it's being aware and conscious of the good things you have around, you know, and the magical, looking at the little things as magical things and just being grateful for that. That makes me feel healthy, you
Yeah.
know. I don't know.
I know for me, like having community, like having my friends, is a big thing for me too. And like you said, if I'm going to work out, a lot of times I'll go to my old soccer stadium and run the stairs around there. But a lot of times I'll just like stop midway through and just like sit there and look around and look at the sun and just realize how grateful you can be to be doing things like that. Especially, I feel like a lot of people don't get that opportunity to kind of like sit down and just be grateful for things they can do on a daily basis.
Exactly. Yeah, community is also beautiful. Community is beautiful. And finding people that think like you but think differently from you, so you can also be like
Grow.
open-minded.
Yeah, you got to learn and grow. And that's one thing I love about the podcast is I get to talk to people from all different walks of life, all different cultures, people I've never would have thought of it, would have been able to talk to from, athletes, neuroscientists, to people that love food, to anybody and everybody. And I get to learn from them. People ask me all the time, what's your favorite part of the podcast? I'm like, I get to learn so much about so many different things. It's incredible. So, all right, I have two more questions for you.
Okay, sorry, my dogs. They're
Oh,
loud.
no, it's
They're
fine.
calling
No problem. You're right.
me.
No problem at all. If you were to visit, if anybody was to visit Colombia, where would you tell them to go and one thing they need to do?
Oh my gosh, no. Sam, that's very difficult. You know, and also controversial. Maybe I'll say something that is not correct. I love Colombia. I'm from Colombia, but I also feel that the places are made by people, you know, the people you go with, the people that you
Sure.
meet there. So I'm from Cali, my dad is from Medellin, my mom is from Pereira, the coffee growing region. Every region has their magical thing. So it's like Medellin is beautiful, being on the outside is beautiful. What I mentioned, Chocó, that part of it's very raw. It's very raw, and you have the mountains, you have the jungle, you have the ocean. It's a dark ocean, but it has the whales, the hump whale, humpback whales.
Yep.
Yeah, they have like their season, and it's so magical, and you start believing in the world
What
again
town
once
is
you.
that?
It's called Golfo de Triuga. Golfo de Triuga. It's in the Chocó Pacific region area.
Very cool.
It's very raw, and once you see how people live there and how they think, how they love life, how they're happy with what they have. I think that's amazing. So maybe Medellin, Chocó, Cali, you need a whole month.
Yeah, you need to go more than one place. Hey, that's a good answer too. All right, in Miami, we love to go to Miami to eat at a lot of different restaurants. They have a lot of good Latin food there too. What is your favorite go-to restaurant in Miami?
Oh my gosh. Okay. In my house.
And you can name a few. Yeah, your house. I mean, I'm coming over. So.
Once you go down here, you'll come to my house.
All right. Yes. Very cool.
Yeah, in Miami,
and it doesn't
have
to be in Miami. It can be in the surrounding area, like you said.
I love going out also because, eating out, like trying new food and all that. But it's also about the people you go, like the plan. That makes you the plan. The plan is go and have a coffee here or there. Mm-hmm. I love a place that is called Lecu, but it's from Spain. It's from the Basque region. Lecu, I like La Mar, which is Peruvian food.
Very cool.
What else? I love coffee. So I'm like on the look for
I love coffee too, yeah.
I will say those I like. Mandolin. I don't know if you've been to Mandolin. That is like Mediterranean food. But mostly, you know what? I love cooking and
yeah, I was about
eating.
To say, you don't need to go anywhere.
No, I do. I do. Sometimes I do. But there's another one, Uchi, that they just opened here.
Cool.
Yeah, I like it. And yeah.
All right. Last question. I lied. I said I had two. This is the third. What is your message to people, like how they should live their life? Like what keeps them happy? What keeps you happy? How do you try and live your life?
I try to live my life going day by day, basically. Like going day by day, looking at the good side of things, like feeling all the feelings. Sometimes we grew up saying like, no, you can't cry. You have to be happy all the time. And that's not real. So it's just realizing that real life needs to have all the emotions and in between. So you can appreciate the good moments and you can like cry when you need to cry. So I will say that, like going day by day and looking at the good things in everything.
Yeah.
Magical in little things.
Well, very good. Lauren, this has been amazing. Thank you for joining me. I'll have all of your links and stuff in the show notes so people can find you and hopefully start learning the ways you cook. I know they probably won't do it as well as you, but maybe they can try. I know I'm going to get my wife to start looking at it, and she's actually the one that found you first. So it's perfect. It's a perfect perfect synergy there. So thank you again for coming on. It's been a great conversation.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for this space, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, click subscribe on your listening platform for upcoming conversations.